We call it Hope for Brandy. You've probably heard about it, heard us talking about it, and our Facebook page as well. You can help out Brandy Glass Aaron. She's in Hope, and she's literally fighting for her life. And we thought we'd give her a call this morning and check in with her. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Brandy, it's been exactly 1 week since we spoke to you, and we heard your story about how you now have your third brain tumor and you're heading off to Houston next week, actually, to see how the medication that you've been taking is working. How are you feeling about that?
I'm kind of nervous, more excited about having or getting an update as to what's been going on up there, but nervous too because I don't like hearing bad news and that kind of seems to be my life these days. So
yeah.
Okay. How are you physically feeling? Do you feel the difference?
I do get tired a lot really quickly. I can still function most of the time.
Is that a side effect from the medication that you're taking?
There are side effects. One of the side effects is it makes you kind of nauseous a lot. Another side effect is it starts messing with your internal organs. Since I've been taking it, I've actually had to have my gallbladder taken out, and I've been in the hospital twice over my kidneys. But other than that, that's pretty well
the side of things. Oh, sweetheart. I saw something that you put on Facebook the other day, which when you talk about internal organs shutting down and things like that, this seems minor, but for a girl, it's not minor. You said something about your eyelashes are falling out.
Yes, Sam, they are.
Oh.
And I have these really long, pretty eyelashes, and now they're just all falling out.
That's sad.
Brandy, you will have those long eyelashes again.
Yeah, baby.
You will.
You will. And you're still gorgeous without them.
Well,
last week when we talked to you, one of the things that we wanted to do was draw our listeners' attention to the fight that you were going through, which really is a fight for your life. We talked about last week, hey, this is your third brain tumor. You're 31. Your first one was when you were 15. And you're traveling down next week to MD Anderson in Houston and the expenses associated with that. So we wanted to help your GoFundMe campaign. And I think when we talked to you last week, there was $70 in your GoFundMe campaign.
Yeah.
And now we're right up around $2,500. How does that make you feel knowing that people are touched and love and care about you that much?
It's hard to explain. I'm almost speechless about it. It's like you don't expect strangers to, you know, come to your aid, and then they say that they're praying for you, and that's just one thing that I love to hear, because I know that people are talking to God when they pray.
You
and
bet.
To have them praying about me,
it's
completely amazing.
Oh,
you bet. It's all part of that purpose-driven life.
It is. You know, there was one donation that I saw on here, and I just loved what they wrote. It was, praying for you, stay encouraged. He has already given you two miracles. Another is very possible. We are not limited as to the number of miracles we can have. And I thought, how true is that?
That's right.
Yes. God is limited. There's not an allocation.
No.
There's no limits on God.
And you know, Brandy, he's using you.
Yes, sir. I believe that.
We're just going to keep praying, and we're going to keep encouraging people to read your story or listen to your story.
And participate in Hope for Brandy.
Yes, absolutely. And you head off to Houston next week.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people behind you. There's a lot of prayers. And so you just wrap that around you like a cloak and, you know, with God's love, go. And we look forward to hearing some encouraging news.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not even just the GoFundMe. I've had people, you know, sending me messages on Facebook and stuff and telling me that they're praying for me, and that's even better to me than the donations.
Good.
Because I know that they're talking to God and that they're praying, so it's keeping them in God's heart.
As you say, people are talking to God about you and putting your situation at the throne of God, and how wonderful is that? And so when you go off to Houston next week, take comfort in that, babe.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right, Honey Bunch, we'll travel safely, and we look forward to hearing a report sometime next week, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling, love you.
Thanks, Brandy.
I love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, babe.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.